we're going to try here in the Bear Brief to decouple from the dependency on national news. I'm not going to lie. It was really easy for a while. You just kind of open it up on Twitter and on AP and Reuters, and just everybody's freaking out about Trump, and you make fun of them for 3 hours. It was actually super easy. Post Trump, we want to decouple from the feds, because this whole election has shown us the dependency on the feds, which we should have never been in the first place, needs to be removed. We need to remove ourselves. We need to withdraw our consent. And Mike brought up some great points. You know, I'm a member of the Texas Nationalist Movement, as I said. And that's a course we're pursuing. But the other courses that he brought up, you should listen to it on his show. You know, just saying in your county, if you can get there and say, yeah, we're a sanctuary county for whatever you want it to be. There's other ways to do it, but we need to decouple from the feds. And that means even Fed news. But we're going to take the top of the second segment of the first hour. We're going to address what the AP is talking about. We are still going to see what's going on so we can be ready for anything coming down the line. But outside of that, the rest of the show, we're going to focus on different things. At least that's my attempt. So we're looking at the AP. The big thing is that Biden signing, Supreme Leader Biden in his regime are signing more executive orders, because apparently that's just the thing to do now, on virus measures. Remember how kind of the businesses started by mandating masks? Yeah, that's gone. Now the federal government says in order to travel, you must wear a face mask. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. You got to wear the face diaper no matter what, if you're on public transport or whatever. So hopefully you like driving. Hopefully you like road trips, because that's the only way. Unless you're an idiot and you wear your mask in the car anyway, then there's no hope for you in that regard. But that's a big one. The second big issue that's coming out now is another executive order that Joe Biden, Supreme Leader Biden, has signed. And that is the the executive order on women's sports, pretty much letting executive order on preventing and combating discrimination on the basis of being an absolutely crazy person, of gender identity or sexual orientation, which at this point, ladies and gentlemen, I, Rick Barrett of the Barrett Brief, am proud to announce seriously that I am now going, in addition to bringing you the news of the day and the narrative that'll follow, I am now going to enter the WNBA as Ricarda Barra, and I am going to absolutely smoke some fools. Not going to lie, man. Give me like a month of running some suicides and doing some free throws. I'm going to be the MVP of the WNBA next year. Don't you even worry about this. I'm going to get it. I'm going to get paid $15,000 a year, because they don't pay anything in the WNBA, unfortunately. But if this is going to be the thing, I'm going to go after it. We might as well live the American dream. If this is nuts, we might as well participate in it. Yeah, I got a bum left knee, but I can wrap that thing up in a brace. And I'm pretty sure I can post up any of these dude chicks who think they're dudes, and I'm going to absolutely get it. You know what, Schaefer? Shut it. I got a nasty crossover. I'm going to break these fools' ankles. That's what I'm going to do. Too short for the NBA, the WNBA. Have you seen them? Have you seen them? They're all like 5'2" girls that can't shoot. I'm going to absolutely dominate this, man. Don't you worry about it. If they're going to go nuts, I'm going to get it. Although, by the way, I actually did have a pretty nasty crossover. I was the second best point guard on my JV team in high school. Don't you even worry about this, dude. I am absolutely going to go after it. Ricarda Barra. No, I have a pretty good hop step, though. I had a jump stop. I had a pretty nasty jump stop into a floater. So, like I said, I was, I'm pretty going. Yes, I'm East German. You know it. You know it, man. I'm getting it. We're going to be dumb. Let's embrace it. Hey, and when they're like, your legs are hairy, I'm going to be like, I'm just emulating the president in the United States. I'm just emulating the president with hairy legs. I got the legs. They're blonde. Come on, folks. But seriously, I feel absolutely terrible if you're a female athlete right now. If you're a female athlete, imagine that. Let's... Oh, man. If you ever saw the movie Along Came Polly, yeah, that would be me, actually. Philip Seymour Hoffman is amazing in that film as the actor. as what is he? He's a community theater actor. Yep. Schaefer got me good on that one. You got to check it out at the Crusader Stadium. CrusaderChannel.com/chat. I'll give them that. You owned me on that one. But let's get serious. If you're a female, you know, biologically real, and you're a junior in high school, and you're a track star or you're a basketball player or whatever, and you're really good and you're getting offers from colleges, and then some fat idiot like me is like, I identify as a female, I'm a power forward now, and you're just gonna start getting owned. Completely 100% legal under the Biden regime. It is insanity that this stuff is going after it. But that's what people are celebrating. That's what people are celebrating. Oh, well, I mean, hey, y'all want to be dumb. Y'all want to be dumb and seriously, let's see, you know, fathers, what are you going to do when your daughter gets fouled and gets a concussion because Ricarda went to block the shot and gives your daughter a concussion when he slams her to the floor?
Hey, man, it's clean. It's clean. I was going for the ball.
You better knock that sucker out. Yeah, you got to get your kids out of public school. If you're thinking about it, homeschools have homeschool leagues. That's how Tim Tebow played football, and he got a scholarship to Florida. University of Florida. He played in a homeschool league. So you can do that. There is a solution. You don't have to have your kids in public schools in order for colleges to find them. Not that you want your kid to go to college anyway, because they'll end up coming out like a crazy, guilt-ridden white girl who wants to go on birth strikes. But either way, there are other options for that. There are other options for that. So that's the big thing. It's on Twitter as this hashtag, Biden erased women. Doesn't matter, dude. It's all about quote-unquote equality. Now, your thing is, you can retreat from that field, but still give your kids that opportunity by having them participate in homeschool leagues or, you know, CYO leagues or whatever the case may be. Other stories on the... on the front page of the Associated Press, there was a fire in India. There was a fire in India, Pune, India, to be exact, that killed 5 people. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them. May they rest in peace. Amen. That was a leading producer of the COVID-19 Wuhan superbug vaccine. Isn't that interesting? Okay. Let's see what else. Jobless claims decline to a still high 900,000. Folks, that's only going to get worse with the decimation of the Keystone Pipeline. I was joking with a buddy of mine. I'm going to have to mothball the excursion. It's going to be $35 a gallon to fill that thing up. I'm going to have to take out a loan every time I try to fill up my truck. But... that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to, you know, run us into, you know, buying hybrid or electric cars. They're trying to make them. Of course, we've been chronicling that here on the Barrett Brief on the Crusade Channel, the fact that GM, even GM's coming out with an electric Humvee. Y'all remember the day when we just had fun tooling on the idea of an electric Humvee, an electric Hummer? Yeah, well, guess what? They're going to make it so expensive, that's going to be the car you have to buy. Or a Tesla, or an electric Mustang, or one of these other stupid things, which is ridiculous because East Texas has enough oil for 50 years.